You're listening to SBS News.
Critical race theory is bigoted, it is a lie, and it is every bit as racist as the...
Republican politicians like Ted Cruz have condemned the theory, as have parents across the country like these in Virginia.
Who pays your salary?
Who say public schools are, under its guise, teaching a form of reverse racism against white people. CRT is a complex discipline, first thought of in the 1970s, just after the civil rights era. It examines not individual, but institutional racism. Many teachers say it's actually not in practice taught to school kids because it's too complex. Yet some schools, including here in Ohio, have begun to grapple with issues like race, equity, and diversity. An outcome mainly of last year's unprecedented anti-racism protests. I asked a few students in Central Ohio about what exactly is being taught in their schools.
It's a difficult topic for sure, and it's just hard to have like conversations like that in school without upsetting anyone. And like I think like the school's really concerned about that.
We talk about discrimination, like sometimes they talk about like Black Lives Matter and stuff. They say that we have to be equal and everything.
That might sound pretty innocuous, but the opponents of the theory claim that under the cloak of racial sensitivity, schools are essentially shaming white students.
Then they're telling the kids that they're oppressed or oppressor, privilege or victim. That's wrong. That's indoctrination.
Elana Fishbein is a social worker and the head of No Left Turn in Education, an organization that fights what it calls leftist indoctrination of school children.
They are teaching the white kid that they have an inherent privilege, that they're oppressors just because they're white, and everything that they get in their life is attributed to the fact that they have a white skin. Any achievement that they achieve, it's not because they worked hard or they have a talent.
So is this all really as simple as saying white people are oppressors and people of color they're victims?
Absolutely not. And critical race theory is not about guilt. It's not about saying, oh, white people are racist. And it's definitely not about making people feel guilty.
I met a critical race theorist, Professor Vincent Junkuns, who teaches at Ohio University.
Anytime that we make an effort in the United States to basically try to be more inclusive, try to bring more equality, to fight back up against racism, there's this reaction among a substantial number of the white population where they are just against it, no matter what. We try to say that we made all this progress, and there's progress, but we've never really asked white people to think critically about their racism.
The supporters of CRT say that Republicans don't really understand the subject and are just using it as a catch-all phrase to whip up their base as they are desperate to win next year's midterm election. School counselors like Norma Ortega in Ohio feel it's important to give kids some credit.
Because they see what's happening in our world. You know, we need to, as I do with my own children, try to educate them. You know, letting kids develop their own perspective with understanding that our world is made up of so many different people and just how we can be accepting of that and being respectful